Wisconsin dairy farm families contribute to every milk check, every gallon of milk, a little something to make sure that they are helping to educate consumers about dairy products, dairy nutrition, help to work on promotion, not just in the state, but around the United States, around the world. And then, of course, there's always that component of making sure that the industry itself is improving and advancing. Today, thanks to our dairy farm families of Wisconsin and dairy farmers of Wisconsin, we've got in studio with us a couple folks from the Center for Dairy Research. And folks, let me tell you, this is a partnership, a true partnership with Wisconsin dairy farm families. And some of the money from those checkoff dollars ends up in these folks' hands. In studio with us today, Marianne Smukowski. She is the Dairy Safety and Quality Coordinator for the Master Cheesemaker Program at the Center for Dairy Research. And then Joanne Gauthier is the Outreach Specialist there. I'm going to start with you, Joanne. So let's talk a little bit about this program. Now, I'm long in the tooth. I get the Master Cheesemaker thing, but explain for people that are relatively unfamiliar with anything but the emblem, how did this Master Cheesemaker program get started in Wisconsin?
Well, about 27 years ago, we had a gentleman at the center, Jim Path. He was our specialty cheese coordinator. He spent a lot of time traveling Europe, bringing different varieties of cheeses back to Wisconsin, teaching our cheesemakers how to make different varieties. While he was in Europe, he discovered their master program and how they promote and recognize their excellent cheesemakers, and he thought it would be a perfect fit here in Wisconsin.
So about 25 years ago, we kind of went down this path. Did it struggle in the beginning, or is this something that has been innately welcomed by our cheesemakers?
I think originally Jim was quite a visionary, and he had lots of exceptional ideas. And so I think at first he did some selling, and once it caught on with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, they started working on the project. He brought in some cheese companies and other folks from around the state. And once it got off the ground, it really did just move ahead.
Mm-hmm. Give me some of the statistics then, if you can. So is this a program now that most of our Wisconsin cheesemakers are engaged in? Do we have a master cheesemaker in every shop? And maybe just a little bit about what it takes to be a master cheesemaker.
Well, right now, last count, we have over 75 master cheesemakers that have graduated from the program in the last 25 years. We don't have a master cheesemaker in every cheese plant, but we have numerous master cheesemakers from many plants.
What do they have to do?
So in order to get into the program, you have to be a licensed cheesemaker in the state of Wisconsin for the last 10 years. You also have to have made whatever variety of cheese you want to be certified in for 5 years before you can get into the program. Each cheesemaker has the option of being certified in one or two cheeses as they go through the program.
Now, you concentrate on education. Is it education just helping cheesemakers understand what the program's all about? Is it helping grocery stores understand the value of a master cheesemaker? What is it then, Joanne?
So this is where the true partnership comes in. The Center for Dairy Research is responsible for educating the cheesemakers in the art of cheesemaking. They are responsible for taking 5 required courses, short courses that we offer at the center, and 2 elective courses that we also offer through the Center for Dairy Research. The Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin takes on the promotional, educating the consumer part of this whole program.
And you're kind of the enforcer. You're the one that makes everybody toe the line when it comes to these classes and making sure they get through. Is that right?
I'm pretty sure I need that on my nameplate, the enforcer. Yes, I keep track of the cheesemakers and as they go through the courses, which ones they've taken, which ones they need to take, that sort of thing.
Joanne Gauthier in studio with us from the Center for Dairy Research. We're talking about the Master Cheesemaker Program in Wisconsin that is funded in part by dairy farmers checkoff dollars through the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Then there's Marianne Smukowski. I don't know how you manage, lady. Now, we were talking about the Master Cheesemakers that are make the commitment time-wise, financially, to get a cheesemaker certification per variety. And I said to her, so how many varieties might you be dealing with? Tell me what kinds of class participation you've got recently going forward. How many students do you have?
Well, currently we have 3 classes going at one time. So we have the 2019 class, which is going to graduate this April at the show here in Madison this year. And we have the 2020 class in 2021. So we average about 7 in each one of those classes right now. The application for the next class, the 2022 class, is the deadline is May 15th, and we already have 8 candidates for that class.
Now, you said sometimes you get newbies, first-timers, but you also get a lot of repeaters. Tell me about the breakout usually.
Well, the breakout, we determined several years ago when folks wanted to come back to be a returning master, we decided to allow 6 new and 4 returning masters. So if we get a number of returning masters and there's too many, we always give preference to the newbies coming back or newbies coming into the program.
No, yeah, but it's not an easy program to get into. I mean, it's not like I can just fill out the paperwork, show up with a smile.
No, they have to have some courses required that they have to take before they can even apply. Joanne previously listed all the requirements that they had to do, but the one class they do have to take is Cheese Tech Workshop, and one other the other workshop they have to take. So once I review all the paperwork, then I make a visit to their facility. We do a walkthrough of the facility, and we give them an oral exam.
Geez, you just scare me by the way you say that. How do you handle somebody that comes in your class? Now you said 7 to 10 could be there, and each one of those can be working on 2 separate varieties. Does that mean you have to be the Webster's Dictionary of cheese knowledge, Marianne, for all the varieties in your class?
Well, I have a lot of knowledge, but I take a board I take a board member with me who sits on the board, and they go out and do the interview with me. So the guys that are being interviewed are typically are very, very nervous.
Yeah.
And it's a little intimidating, but the board member is there to help pull the information out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they seem to do better, much better when we're on a tour, because they are walking through their facility and explaining to us what they're doing in their facility. So, but we typically don't do that first. We do that second, because we want to know what knowledge they have. And as Joanne alluded to earlier, we're trying to educate these folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now let's say we've gotten kind of through that. What should that Master Cheesemaker certification say to our dairy farmers, say to the people that are buying cheese from those Master Cheesemakers? Because I guess we've already made the point, it's a pretty high watermark to try to reach, and not everybody can.
I think with these folks that have graduated from the program, they know they have the expertise, they have the experience, and they're making a very good quality product. So it's very safe, it's very wholesome, and it's probably one of the best cheeses that are out there being made right now.
Is there any? I was teasing these guys. So we don't see a lot of certification in American cheddar or anything like that. They're really into the specialty cheeses, huh?
Depending on the facility, they may do the cheddars, Kobe's, Monterey Jack's, but there are a lot of them who are doing the specialty type cheeses.
What impresses you, Marianne? Which ones kind of caught you off guard this time around, the 2019 class, or what you're waiting on in 2022?
You know, each class is very unique, and they all have their unique characteristics.
Oh, she sounds like a teacher, doesn't she?
I am. Each class is different. I had one class that was so eager, they wanted to take their final exam really early to be done and graduate a year early. I'm like, no, we have to follow the protocols. But each class brings their uniqueness to it, and they're all good guys. They're all very appreciative, and they're very humble when they get on stage to receive their awards.
So once the work has paid off, that's when it. And like you said, you got a lot of repeaters. Now the word is out. What did we say? How many is the most that one cheesemaker has been certified as a master in?
We have one particular master who has 12 cheeses.
Man, that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. And he's very dedicated, and he's very appreciative, and he's a really good cheesemaker.
And do you guys guard this secret? Like nobody else, like California or those guys, nobody, come on, Joanne, are they trying to bribe you to get the Master Cheesemaker test so that they can start something someplace else?
Sometimes we do have people call from other states that want to be a Master Cheesemaker, but this is something that's only offered in the state of Wisconsin.
All right, hang on to that. It's been fun. Now, did you learn something new about Wisconsin's one and only Master Cheesemaker program? It is thanks in large part to the financial commitment of the dairy farm families in Wisconsin and through their checkoff dollars that the Center for Dairy Research is able to put together such a top-notch program. If you ever saw that Master Cheesemaker logo, ribbon, what have you before and only thought it meant good cheese. Now you know all the technical skill that goes in behind it. In studio with us today, Marianne Smukowski, the Dairy Safety and Quality Coordinator Program Director for the Master Cheesemaker, the Enforcer, Joanne Gauthier, the Outreach Specialist in Communications for the Center for Dairy Research. And like I said, it's all brought to you courtesy of our dairy farm families and their dairy checkoff dollars.